Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
The masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said it by.
Today, it's another day that the Lord has blessed us, for he's keeping us from all evil, and our minds is stayed on Jesus. Aren't you glad for another day in the land of the living? We don't know, it's morning here in the East Coast, and we don't know what this day will hold before it ends, but we are grateful for the mercies of God stand sure, and his grace is with us because it is his mercies is made new every morning, and he has allowed us to receive new mercy on today. Thank God for this being my morning of my life right now. I'm grateful to God for his many blessings that he bestowed upon me. How about you? Are you glad today that we serve a God that is able to do what we cannot do ourselves? Well, yes, I can put my clothes on and I can take my shower and I can get my breakfast right now. But if it had not been for the Lord's grace and his love, you don't know, someone went to sleep on last night and they woke up this morning and they did not have the activities of their limbs. Some of them never woke up. They weren't dead, but they were in a coma while they slept. Some of them didn't wake up at all, even with the alarm on their cell phone going off and the whistle going off and someone knocking at the door, because they had entered into eternal rest. But you are here to speak the word. You are here to hear the word of God today. And I'm just so glad about it. We just thank God for Jesus and thank Jesus for the blood. For the Psalms declare, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the holy hills of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? Oh my God, that's just asking you a wonderful question on today. Who will stand in his holy place? And then not just is there a question that's put before you on today, that's not asking you a question and then not answering it or waiting for you to try to answer it or figure it out. But the question is asked, who will stand in his holy place? Who will stand? Let me read that again to you, because someone told me, I like the way you make things clear and you just don't leave people hanging. Well, I'm a church girl. I've been in church for a very long time, and I know a lot of people leave church empty because they didn't understand the word. They missed it. So I like to go back and reiterate what I have spoken so that people can get the gist of what is going on. Yes, I love the music. None sing any better than Benny Cummings, and the anointing is in that song. The anointing rests in his voice when he was alive. But thank God for the record that can tell you that we have, that we have a work to do for the master. And sometimes the work is just as simple, can be, it's very simplistic. It's not a hard task. Just lift up the Savior. Jesus said it in John's gospel, I be lifted up, and I'm not quoting it exactly like it is, but I can get you to the base point. Lift him up. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Do you have saved or unsaved loved ones in your presence? Is your family saved? Are your children saved? You say you're saved. Are your children saved? Are they lifting up the name of Jesus? Or every time you hear from them, it's GD this, MF that, F this, F that. I had, and Lord, I thank you for going this way. I had an apostle to tell me just on this week. And this apostle travels around from different states from where she lives, and she goes here and there and wherever the Lord sends her, and she had to rebuke someone in her presence that was a family member that was boasting with that foul, vulgar language, effing this and effing that and effing this and effing that and them MFers and that sort of thing. You can make them effins. You can make the effins Frank. Call them Frank. Those Franks. But you know what that was implying. And she had to say to the family member, shut up. Stop it. You will not use that language. Not in my presence. No, you will not. I will not stand for that language at all. And you should be ashamed of yourself, first of all, to disrespect the God in me and to disrespect me, period, and disrespect yourself. You will get a lot more done if you will calm yourself and speak with some sense. So she made the person shut it down. So, look here, I need to. If we would lift up Jesus the way that we should, in our house, in our home, on our job, even in Walmart, when someone you're going to get to the cashier that doesn't have as much on their line, and here comes someone from the side and just shoot their cart right in front of you. And I know sometimes we come unglued, but that is the time to lift up Jesus, to show the love of Jesus in our hearts. No, you're not going to live your life letting people make a doormat out of you, but you do need to consider whose you are. Mm-hmm. And that you need to lift up Jesus because, you know, the scripture lets us know, I believe in Matthew's gospel. I believe it's there. If not, I know it's where. But anyhow, it says, let your light shine. Let your light so shine before men. Let your light shine so that your Father, which is in heaven, will be glorified. Well, if you're doing what they're doing, whose light is on? If you have people coming to your house and you call yourself a Christian, a God man, or a God woman, or a woman of God, or a man of God, and you are cursing and doing like me, first of all, they need to respect you. Well, if I can't shack up, then you're not going to come in my house and shack up. I'm not having it. If I have to live right before God, you're going to respect the God in me, in my house. You can be my daughter. You can be my son. You can be my niece. You can be my nephew. But as for me in my house, you're going to give me that kind of respect. I'm not going to allow it. And you can get mad if you want to, but one day you will thank me that you did it right and you got it right. That's a disrespect. Here I am, a Christian. That's one thing my mother didn't allow when we were growing up. And my father wasn't saved, but he better not come home and find guys in our bedroom, the girls. And he didn't want to find any girls in the boys' bedroom. He said, that's what the living room is for. And we had to give the house that respect, even when mom or dad wasn't in the house. It was still the rules of the house it stood. So if you're lifting up Jesus, folk around you ought to want to be saved because of how you are conducting and carrying yourself. Lift up the Savior for men to see. That's why I have that as a request with Dr. Scott. Play that. Because I have to be mindful about, I need to lift up Jesus. What am I doing today that Jesus is being glorified? What am I doing today that Jesus is being edified? What am I doing to lift up the Savior for men to see? Ah, you're not going to see him walking in the flesh anymore. The Word became flesh and dwell among us. But when he finished at the cross, he said, it is finished. He ascended to heaven. Oh, yeah, he went down to hell and preached to those that didn't have the opportunity to meet him on earth because they died before he came. So he went down there, witnessed to them, and then he took the keys from the devil. He holds the keys to death, hell, and the grave. You better get somewhere. Lift up the Savior for men to see. And these are the last days that we are living in, and the church world is going bonkers. They're doing everything. Not all of them, let me clear that, not all of them. There are still some churches that's lifting up the bloodstained banner. There are still some churches that is lifting up holy hand toward men. There in Jesus, there is still some churches that preaches you must be born again. You've got to live holy. Who shall Who shall stand in the holy place? Well, if I'm not teaching that you got to be holy, you must be born again, you've got to be righteous. Dr. Scott always talking about you're in the kingdom. There's no way that you can be in the kingdom or live in the kingdom without holy hands. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Club hopping, bar hopping, bed hopping, smoking, joking, killing, committing adultery, committing fornication. Those people will not live in the kingdom until they get it right. How is it that Jesus can be holy and you his child and you're everything but holy? The devil is a liar. See, that's one thing about the devil I can testify. His resume has not changed. The devil is unholy and the devil cannot get saved. He blew his chance to be saved. Why? He wouldn't repent. He thought he was equal with God and his son, Jesus Christ. So therefore, he could do what he wanted to do, and God said, not so. And that's the same thing that stands for me. You're not going to come up here and run things. I am the Lord God. I may not be your God, but I'm still God. Because he said, my sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow, they will not obey. And yet we call ourselves sheep of God and a whoring after everything but God and the word of God. We don't want to hear the word of God. We don't want to go to the church where the word of God is being preached. I can talk to Jesus from here. The devil is a liar. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. What if God have a word inside of you that someone at that church may need to hear, and you home watching television doing what you want to do? And yes, I'm preaching to you, but I also preach to myself. What if it's about the way that I clap my hand that someone may get deliverance? Or do I need a word from the Lord? And I'm asking God, send me a word. God said, I'm not going to send a word to your house. I'm going to send it from my house. Come to the fountain that's so rich and so sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Where are you plunging at today? Are you plunging in your chair? Are you plunging in your bed? Are you plunging in your kitchen making macaroni and cheese? What are you doing? Or are you plunging at the mall? Are you plunging at Walmart, Lowe's, or Home Depot? Where are you plunging in today, and how are you being made complete? And yet you tell me that you're in the kingdom? The devil is a lie. You will not bring that filth in the kingdom of God. I watched the races on television last night, the NASCAR race in Dover, Delaware. Don't you know those people were out there because they believed in those races, those cars, and guess what? They were supporting it at all costs. They were out there in the dark, lifting up the NASCAR race, and we are the children of God. And we cannot lift up Jesus enough that our family members will want to change from their ways. Our friends that be around us will not change their ways because they cannot see Jesus in us. I had a gentleman to stop here on Friday. He cuts my lawn, and he had cut my lawn before I got home, and he came back to pick up his money, and he said to me, I know that I got regrets. I didn't do right. I've got regrets, and if I could go back and do it over again, but I have regrets, and I'm going to go and see about my daughter. She doesn't think that I love her, but I'm going to show up, even though she didn't invite me, because she feels like I don't care. And he said, and then I see people, preachers, Patty, he said to me, and they'll say to me, when are you coming to church? And he said, I don't feel no need that I should be there because look how they treat you. He said, but you're not like that. You talk to us whether we're drunk or sober. You'll give us a hug. And you'll give us what's right of the word. You don't have all this mess that I hear them talking. You tell us about Jesus and you love us anyway. He said, I'm going to send my daughter to talk to you because you know how I feel. I said, yes, I do. This was the same man who a few years back, about, oh, I say 4 years ago or five, or 3 years ago, this man knocked upon my door and he said, I want to kill myself. And God told me, don't pray for him, just let him talk. Because if you start praying now, you won't know what to say. Let him get it out. And then once he finishes, then you pray for him. And I prayed for him. He respects me for that. I didn't put him down. I listened. And then I lifted up Jesus for him to see. And he sees the Jesus in me. There is a song that we would sing, the Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. You're so easy. It's so easy to love. When you have the Jesus in you, you're so easy to love. But when you don't have the Jesus in you, you're a little difficult to deal with. But I'm moving on with the word. Time is far spent. And if I sound as if I was fussing this morning, well, once in a while we have to not patty cake you and tell the truth. It's required. The blood is required at my hand. I took the oath to lift up the name of Jesus, to hold up the word of God. And every once in a while in the 5 years, I don't believe five times that I have dug as deep as I did today to tell you about your sins. Because most of you already know that you're sinning. Most of you already know that you need help from God. Most of you already know that. I ask God to give me a message that it will stick to your heart. It will be like the commercial say, I am stuck on Band-Aid. Because Band-Aids are stuck on me. So we need to, as a child of God, a born again, not somebody that went to church, shook the preacher's hand and all of that, but it has to happen. Church has to happen from the inside out. We need to have the testimony that I'm stuck on Jesus. Because Jesus is stuck on me. Woo, my God, let me finish reading the word of God. I'm almost finished because God always takes his word with me the way that he wants it to go. I'm still lifting up the Savior for men to see. But you cannot be in the kingdom and have all of this mess and junk in God's kingdom. That's not going to happen. That's not scripture. And guess what? That's not in God's DNA to have sin in the camp. You know what happened in the Old Testament when sin was in the camp? He destroyed it. And we think that it's okay now to have sin in the camp and I'm in the kingdom of God? Oh, the devil has tricked you just like he did Eve. Yep, his resume hasn't changed. He came to kill, steal, and destroy you. If you're going to be in the kingdom, the song says all of God's children. To be God's children, you must, yes, you're his creation, but to be a born-again Christian, you must be born again. If you think you're a Christian by joining the church, you're just fooling yourself. If you think you're a Christian by joining the church, stop fooling yourself. If you think you're a Christian by joining the church, singing in the choir, serving on the board, stop fooling yourself. You must be born again. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus, and you're no different from Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a human being just like I am. And if Nicodemus had to be born again, you have to be born again. But I know some of you are not going to be born again because you think you know it all. You think you got it going on. I'm in charge of me. You almost got the audacity to say, I am that I am. You think you God. No one can make that statement but God. I am that I am. But you think that you can do that. So because you feel like the devil, he thought he was as big as God and as great as God, well, then God has a place for you too. And it's called hell, because it said hell have enlarged herself for her guests. Somebody's on the guest list for hell. My name is not on there because I surrendered my ways, my life unto the Lord. I love the Lord, and he heard my cry. And he pitied my every groan. And as long as I live while troubles rise, I will haste unto his throne. My son / nephew died almost 2 years ago, and I'm going on through the pain. And I had a lady to tell me the other night, she can't stand it. She's still crying over her great nephew. Lord, help me to hold out until my change comes. Back to the word of God. It says, who may ascend into the hills of the Lord? Now, remember now where you're ascending to. Not the hills of Glory United, not the hills of Pastor Benjamin, not the hills of Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, not the hills of Apostle Cheryl Ann Wade, not the hills of Dr. Mary, not the hills of Pastor Ruby, not the hills of Sister Jackie. It says, who may, or who shall, I'm reading from my New Spirit Filled Bible, but the King James said, who shall. But this one said, who may ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or, here's something else, another question. Or, who may stand in his holy place? It's his place, not yours. So stand in his holy place. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Now, the question was asked, who shall stand in his holy place? Who may ascend into the hills of the Lord? Ah, it says here, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol. You know what the idols are? You worship a cross that Jesus is no longer on. He died hanging on the cross, but he ascended. He descended and ascended. He went down, like I said, to hell, and he came on out and ascended. He sits at the right hand of his Father. He sits on the throne of God, sitting there, intercession for you and for me. You should have been dead a long time ago. And maybe you should not have been dead, but you should have been in a bad accident that left you laying in a bed for the rest of your life, not being able to do anything. But if you hear me, blink your eyes, blink your eyes. If you hear me, squeeze my finger And that's what some people have from a bad accident. But Jesus was still there. Could have been worse. He was still right there in the midst of. And all the girls sang this song, I believe Yolanda Adams, he kept me in the midst of it all. Jesus kept me in the midst of it all. Dr. Scott, I don't believe we had that in our loop, but when you get a moment, look for Yolanda Adams. He kept me in the midst of it all. Jesus kept me. Jesus has kept you. When the woman from Alabama was on the line the week and she gave the testimony about how the van that she was in flipped over three times, I believe it was. I had to have to listen to it myself to get her testimony straight. But anyhow, she should have been cut off. But God sent an angel. She said a man came and set the vehicle upright, because if she hadn't done that, it would have exploded. That I don't know a man yet that can, even Superman can do that, because Superman not real. But anyhow, can you imagine a van or even a car that has flipped over and is upside down on its head? The roof of the car is on the ground. And a man comes and sit the car on its four wheels. And then the man is gone. No one knows where he went. No one saw where he went. No one saw when he showed up. It's just that a man set the car, the vehicle, back on its four wheels and was gone. Well, that was not a man, as you know. That was an angel. If God had sent an angel down with those 7 to 10 foot wings, Dr. Scott studied angels, so he know how big angels are, humongous, that people would have been terrified. It would have stopped traffic because they couldn't have gotten around his wings. They couldn't have gone under the wings. They couldn't have gone over the angel's wings. So God had to put his wings down at his side, make arms out of him, and send him down in the form of a man with the strength of the angel and set the car upright. My God in heaven. Let me just say vehicle. Upright. It's a difference between a car and a van, but they both on four wheels. Let me say it that way. I'm still talking about lifting up Jesus. I'm still telling you who's going to be in the kingdom of God. Those that have, he who has clean hands, and this is for the females too, they're a he at this point. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to idols, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Lift up your hands, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? Well, just in case you don't know who the King of glory is, we're going to tell you right now, and the psalmist said, David, book of Psalms. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Yolanda Adams saying the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. But I don't want to hear that today. He kept me. I tell you. Well, it's telling you what's going on here. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King up, glory, and may I add to this word that God has done it again. He changed my message in its entirety. Proverbs and the book of Zechariah was where I was coming from, but God sent me into the earth as the Lord's and the fullness and the world and they that dwell therein. And I pray for the people of Puerto Rico that God will dispatch an angel that can get things done, a human angel that will be able to move those containers, that will be able to get aid to the people that need medicine. And we all need water at some point to live and food to the people. I pray that God's mercy and his grace has kept them thus far, and that he will do this for his people, because some of them are lifting up the name of Jesus. And some of those who weren't lifting up the name of Jesus, who thought that they could do it, like I believe it was Frank Sinatra, I did it my way. But there comes a time where the word of God said, every knee shall bow. It will bow. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So he didn't say how it was going to take place. It just said that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I'm sure some of them wanted to cuss Jesus Christ out, and some of them did. But they still have to confess. If they were cussing about Jesus Christ and this hurricane of the magnitude that it was, they let me know that they recognize that there is a Jesus called the Christ. Because you wouldn't be cussing that air. So somewhere along the way, they had to believe that he was a miracle worker and that he could do anything but fail. So if they're angry enough to cuss about him, they have heard about him. And they have to confess, you could have stopped this, but you didn't. Oh, bless his name. I'm still talking about lifting up the Savior. Someone in Puerto Rico, and I believe the mayor herself, is an angel, because she cried out for her people. And that's just how Jesus does us. When we're all messed up, and someone said toe up from the flow up, when we're all messed up like that, Jesus is crying out, Father, forgive them. Father, let's give them another chance. Let's spare them. Because I don't want to see any perish, the word said. Jesus doesn't want any of us to be lost, he said, but that all should come to repentance. And then we will say like David, I have clean hands and a pure heart. I felt that in my stomach. I have clean hands and a pure heart. I can stand in the holy place. I can stand in the hills of the Lord. Oh, I love the word. I've preached from this passage of Psalms before, but God has reworded. Every time God gives you a message, you can preach from the same chapter or the same, you don't call Psalms chapters, you call divisions. I can preach from the same division, or I can preach from other books, 66 of them in the Bible, so Psalms is just one of the 66. So the other 65, I can preach from them, and they have chapters. And each time I say, well, I preached this before, but God's going to do it different. He's going to do a new thing. Each time he preaches it, he does a new thing. And it's the same word, but it gives you a different revelation, a new revelation each time. Oh, I love the Lord today. And I won't take it back. I'm just so glad that he has allowed me to clean it up and to be able to stand. It's a privilege to stand in the holy place. Can people really see Jesus in you? You say you Pastor Benjamin. You say you Bishop Scott. You say you Bishop Mary. You say you Bishop Renee. You say you Bishop Don. You say you Bishop Frank. But do people really see your title in you? My soul is anchored in the Lord. My soul is anchored. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for another opportunity to speak the word of God on your behalf. We bring this program to a close. One day I'm going to ask Dr. Scott if he would go back from his busy schedule and count all of the sermons that I had done. I should have been keeping a record, but I didn't. This is my fifth anniversary. This is our month, the month of October 2012, on the fourth Sunday. I went on Blog Talk Radio, and God has blessed us to be all over the world. Right from New York. I've recorded from New York. I've done recordings in New Jersey. I've done recordings for Blog Talk, my services. If I was in New York, I did my service. I'm in Jersey, I will do my service. Delaware. I've even recorded from El Paso, Texas. I tell you, everywhere Blog Talk is, I can do my recordings as long as Dr. Scott can get to the screen. And I thank God for Jesus. And I will have been on the air 5 years this month. And our anniversary service is coming up on the 22nd of October. Excuse me, the 22nd of October through the 26th of October. We will be on 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time nightly. 7 p.m. I have 5 dynamic speakers. Oh, bless his name. And we're going to be on there because we have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, and we are happy about it. And we have very little supporters. We have a lot of listeners, but very few people support the ministry financially. The burden, and it's not a burden. Let me say it like this. The blessing is upon Dr. Scott. When you don't send an offering, he takes it from his pocket. just so Pastor Benjamin is able to lift up the name of Jesus for men to see and to hear. So I believe that the greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. I was taught that from a child. Give and it shall be given unto you. It may not look like it. It may look like the finances are stagnated. Oh, Lord, when am I going to ever get some of the return of what I've given? But our God knows when to bless his children and how to bless his children, because we always see money as being our primary blessing. But when you wake up in the morning in your right mind, because I tell you, I take care of my mom who has Alzheimer's, and she has no clue that she has Alzheimer's. I guess that's a great blessing, because she's not aware of what she's doing and what she's not doing. But I tell you, it's a blessing. When you take care of people that have this disease, you need to get up every morning and say, Lord, I thank you for being clothed in my right mind. Thank you, God, for letting me know that I have my right mind. It's a blessing. It really is a blessing. You have to be in it to understand what a person is saying. If you've never dealt with people with dementia and Alzheimer's, you may not appreciate being in your right mind. But just go sit at the nursing home with a couple of them. I watched my mother yesterday go from the front door to the back door, from the front door to the back door. And each time she went to the door, she was holding a conversation with someone on the porch. So I got up. I was sitting at the dining room table working on the tickets for the musical fundraiser for the church at King's Chapel, not Glory United Ministry. If you can reach out and help somebody else, then God will have someone to reach out and help you. And I said, well, Lena, who is she talking to? Sometimes my neighbor comes up. So I said, well, let me just go see who is she talking to. She was talking to the air because there was no one there. And I said, oh, bless the Lord. So I just left her. She wasn't bothering anyone. And she came back in the house, and then in a few minutes she went to the back door and held a conversation. I don't know. She could have been talking to the birds, but I don't know. But there was no human there that I saw. Maybe it was an angel that she was talking to. I don't know. Then she came back in the house. She sat down, and then eventually she fell in the door and screamed. And I had a time trying to get her up off the floor. I did not want to call the police, and I didn't want to go to the hospital, and I didn't want them checking her blood pressure and her sugar. It was just that she wasn't paying attention to what she was doing, and she fell, that's all. But thank God, nothing's broken. She got right up, thought about it for a few minutes, and kept right back to the door again. So to God be the glory. And I just heard the door close again. She's outside today. Hallelujah. Anyhow, oh, bless his name. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, join us and be blessed. Amen.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer.
Yes, lift the Savior up. For those of you who tuned in late and later in the program, you missed the opening announcement. And that is that Glory United Ministries encourages you and accept you as a blessing to its work, as we understand the program to be a blessing to you. If you're interested in supporting, you may bless us by calling me directly at my home, 302-747-7967. And with your credit card information, we can enter you directly into the blessing streams of Glory United Ministries. And if that is not something that you're able to do, you also may simply drop a money order or a check to Glory United Ministries, sending it to 251 North DuPont Highway, PMB, as in Paul Mary Brown, PMB 22, Dover, Delaware, 19901. And that way you may continue to help us lift up the name of Jesus. Let's lift him up. So thank you once again for being with us.
Shopping at Acme just got even better. Acme is lowering prices in every department. New lower prices on thousands of items up and down the aisles. Look for the tags. Look for the savings. Don't miss our four-day sale through September 25th. Pick up great deals on family favorites like Skippy Peanut Butter, $1.49 each, limit two, and 80% lean ground beef, freshly ground in-store daily, $1.98 a pound when you buy 3 pounds or more, limit one package. Acme, your favorite local supermarket.